Most people don't know what's holding them back, but you do because you listen to me, Sam, your self-care guru and journal junkie. Welcome to Journal Entries, your safe place where you can tune in weekly to get tips, tricks, and journal prompts to uncover your feelings, gain clarity, and make your move. Today, we have Chelsea Bailey. Welcome to the episode, Chelsea.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited you reached out. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm so excited too. We've been connecting and sending tons and tons of voice messages, and we finally made it happen.
When you only have 1 minute for each one.
That's true. It cuts us off. If it didn't cut us off, it'd be a normal amount maybe.
I love the voice messages though. We can hear each other and feel our energy. So
I know. So why don't you tell my listeners a little bit about you, where you're from, what you do?
Yes. So, well, I'm living in like North Dallas, Texas area. And I am 34 years old and I'm a mom, married mom of a 2-year-old daughter. And I'm also a indoor cycling instructor.
I was wondering what you did.
Yes, it's my first passion of mine. I've been doing it for about 8 years now. And that was honestly kind of what led me to the inspiration of becoming a coach, like a life coach, a wellness coach for moms. And so that's what I am now. Is I first started out just like life coaching all kinds of different, you know, people that maybe that I've met through my classes and that want a little bit more support or, you know, and then I got really inspired by somatic therapies and anxiety and helping people through that, because I also struggled from like high functioning anxiety, even before my daughter. So, I was coaching people through that. And then, you know, once I became a mom, everything changed. So, I mean, I'll take a step back. So I didn't start coaching until after I became a mom, but I always kind of, you know, I'd always kind of had that idea like in my head, in my back pocket. And it just was never, I felt like it was just never the right time. I mean, I started studying and learning and I started a certification in the middle of COVID. We were living in Tampa at the time. And then we moved back to Dallas. And, so I got busy into my, cycling classes again, you know, 'cause we were just going through it, trying to move through the pandemic, you know, and it was such an interesting time because it just makes you really think about who you are, like how you're showing up in the world and like what you really want to do and what's important and all that. And we were like, you know, we really want to start a family now. And now that we were back in Dallas and we knew that this was going to be home. So when I had my daughter, I feel like I'm a very optimistic person. I just always think everything's going to work out. And I just always, you know, I've worked on my mindset for so long. I just feel like I have a really good outlook on life in general. But when I had my daughter, oh my gosh, I've never felt so stuck and so lost, so unhappy, so unfulfilled in my entire life. And that threw me for a loop because everything that I had dreamt about and worked so hard for before I had my daughter was like, didn't matter anymore. And I was like, holy crap, what do I do now? You know, like, what do I do now? What did I just get myself into? Like, just so stuck, so lost, had no idea what even the next step was to take. And because I had wanted to be a coach for so long, I was like, one of my friends that I also was teaching cycling in, classes with was coaching. Like she was doing life coaching. And I was like, you know, if I want to be a coach, then I should get a coach right now. This is like the perfect time for me to get a coach. So let's go get coached because I clearly need some help. I have no idea what my next step is in life. And I think what my biggest problem was, is I kept trying to figure it out in my head, right? Like we try to figure out like what the next step is in our life and what our purpose is and what's my passion and what am I supposed to do? And we try to figure it out in our head. And then that just causes so much overthinking. My brain literally hurt from trying to figure out what I was supposed to do now. And then that obviously just increased my anxiety again. So then I'm like postpartum anxiety. I am just all kinds of stuck and lost, feeling all of the emotions, the emotional roller coaster. I don't know how to manage my feelings and my emotions. And so I reached out to this coach and, you know, we talked and I was like, yes, this is everything I needed. And I'm going to say this because it's important. So if you're out there seeking a coach right now, here's my story. I reached out to her. She told me, her price, what it was like to work with her, all the things. I didn't do it for 6 months. I let her email just kind of sit in my inbox thinking, oh, I'll figure it out. Right. Oh, I'll figure it out. Yeah, no, I got it. Like, 6 months goes by because we're afraid to make that commitment sometimes, right? Like we're afraid to bet on ourselves. 6 months goes by. I'm still stuck. I'm still lost. Nothing changed. And I finally hit a point where I was like, nope, okay, I'm doing it. This feels super stretchy, but I need this. Like this, if there's one, I need this, right? First session with her, I broke out into tears. It was like everything that I needed. I just needed to feel seen and to feel heard. I just needed a space where I could feel like I was working on myself and just making that investment, and not even investment money-wise, just making that investment in my time for me was just a breakthrough in itself that I needed to recognize that like my life does matter beyond motherhood. Like what I want, because I'm an ambitious person. Like I'm always working towards something. And like, to get connected to that again, to feel like, no, I still have things that I want to accomplish in my life. It just felt really good to know that I was still taking the time to focus on that for me and to notice that I still matter beyond just being a mom now.
I love that.
Yeah. So then she encouraged me. She was like, just do it. Like, I got my certification while I was working with her. And she was like, forget having a program, forget having a website, just post that you're a coach now and just get it out there. You just got to start doing it. And so she encouraged me to do it. And then, you know, a few months later after coaching people one-on-one, I realized like, you know, I want to help moms. Like there's so many moms out there that are like struggling quietly, right? Like struggling quietly because we were afraid to say that we're lost. We're afraid to say that we're not enjoying motherhood. We're afraid to say that like, oh my gosh, I'm not always happy for this sweet little gift that's in my life right now, because we're going through so much change, like physically, emotionally, hormonally, like all the things. And it's totally normal. Almost every single mom experiences some kind of identity shift when they become a mother. And my mission is to make that more known. Like, it's not just about, you know, when you become a mom, it's like, okay, am I being a good mom? Am I being a good parent? Am I doing all the right things? What about you? What about moms? Like, we can't forget about all the changes that we're experiencing. And there's not enough research on it even to be able to support all the changes in our brains. Like, there's actual changes happening in our brain physically that we just don't know about, and that we don't have enough education and resources on to like help us through that transition. And so that's why I was like, you know, this is where I'm meant to serve and where I want to serve, because I went through the exact same thing. And yeah, we need more support for moms as human beings and not just like as being quote unquote good moms.
Mm.
That was a lot, but yes.
I have so many things that I wrote down from that I want to dig into. First, I can tell that you are ambitious, but also inspiring, because you're a cycling instructor. Like, I used to teach fitness classes, but to be a cycling instructor, you have to like push people, you know, like that's no joke. So that's awesome. But you're so right. When you were talking about feeling lost as a mom, I feel like it's so easy to hide behind our kids, right? Because mm-hmm. we don't want to admit all of the things that you said. But so instead, we focus on the things that we do like, you know, as a mom, but we're not even sometimes acknowledging to ourselves all of the hard stuff. And then once you do, it's like this can of worms of like, oh my gosh, there's like all these different areas, you know?
And we feel like, oh, I'm so broken, or oh, I need to be fixed. And it's like, no, you're not broken. You don't need to be fixed. I mean, yes, in the moment, that's how I felt. But now that I'm on the other side of it, and what I hope to teach is like, we've kind of been like given a gift to like recreate our life the way that we want to create it, like a blank sheet of paper to be like, okay, who am I now? Like, what do I want to do now? How do I want to show up in the world now? So, you know, oftentimes what I see a lot of moms doing, and I did the same thing, is trying to get back to the old version of us, mm-hmm. trying to like get back to our old life and do all the things that we used to do in our old life. But like, we are so different. We're different now. Like I said, everything's changing. Our brains go through change. And I mean, we can talk about that more, but like our brains like physically change for up to 6 years after we become moms. So of course what we want changes, of course our identity changes. And we should be able to look at that as like an empowered step, even though in the moment it feels like really tough, seeing that as like an empowered step to like, okay, to just ask yourself those questions again of like, okay, what do I want my life to be like now? Like, I can make motherhood however I want it. I can make my life however I want it. You know, it doesn't have to be like what my mom did. It doesn't have to be what my friend is doing. Like, what do I want it to be like? And kind of going from there.
Yeah. Or even what you were doing before, like you just said.
Or you were doing before. Yeah.
Can you share a little bit more about the Instagram post that you did about the brain and how there's like something about gray matter and like the whole mom brain thing? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I loved that one. I just felt so understood and like validated from that.
Yes. So that's the biggest thing that happens in our brains. Like physically, they were able to see that as we become mothers, our gray matter actually shrinks. And that is kind of tied to like our logical brain, like how we make decisions and how we just like take in life and, you know, like how we make decisions really, and just how we connect with other people, all the things. And so that's why it makes so much sense. We just don't realize it when we become moms, that it's, we forget our keys or we're trying to like, it becomes really difficult to actually make decisions. And so for me, that was something that I experienced, was massive amount of decision fatigue, because I was faced with so many decisions in my life. And that's kind of like what I'm working on now with my group. When we're talking about time, is how can we have to be able to plan out our time to where, and this, I'm getting a whole new, but like every single day, if we're constantly reacting to our day-to-day schedules, then we're faced with so many like decisions that our brain just physically cannot handle, because our gray matter is shrinking. And like, and in that moment, it's in that, and the reason for that change is because it's preparing us to become moms. It's preparing us to be able to like, to be able to adapt and care for our children. So that's why, like, you know, you can hear your baby's cry, even if you're like two rooms away, like that's like your brain changing, because it knows that you need to be able to hear your baby cry so that you can care for your baby. So it's like, that's why your brain changes so much, and why it goes through those changes, is because it's ultimately just preparing you for motherhood. So you can focus visionally on your child. And that's why it's so hard, and why we often become the last resort too, because that's what our brain is telling us, is that we should be focusing on our child 100% of the time. And while yes, we are their primary caregivers, and that is important, we just have to, I think just knowing that was such a huge shift, like, right? Mm-hmm. Like for you, like just knowing that like your brain is actually like physically changing, and why that is, why it is so hard for you to not want to go out and see friends and not interact with people and not have to make decisions and not have to like even show up at work. Like showing up at work too soon when you're not ready is like, oh my gosh, it is so overwhelming and defeating to your body. And that's the reason, because your brain is going through so much physical change, and it's not ready for all of the stressors in our day-to-day life that is just constantly coming at us. And that's why, I mean, that's why I think, oh, another reason, maternity leave should be so much longer, because mm-hmm. our brain's primary goal in that moment is to take care of our child. Like that's our brain's goal, is to help take care of our child. So Yeah. When we have to, like, all of a sudden now in this new day and age, when we're working moms and we have to do all these other things, that's why it's so hard. Because back in the day, like when our brains are very primitive, right? Like back in the day, all we did when we had kids was care for our kids. Like that was it pretty much. But yeah. Now mix in all these other things. And that's why we're so overwhelmed. That's why we're so anxious. That's why we're experiencing so much decision fatigue, because our brain is just shifting. And so understanding that, that it's making that shift in general, but also understanding ways that you can slowly get back into like day-to-day life is so, so, so important.
It was really eye-opening, because one of the things you said was even like forgetfulness, like that's linked to it, and mm-hmm. that it's for up to 6 years. And my son is 3 and a half now. And I'm like, okay, it's not just like new mom brain, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's tap into anxiety a little bit, just because I feel like all those things that you just mentioned trigger anxiety for some people, right? Like feeling forgetful and like going back to work and being a mom and having to care for the kids and then having to like do all these things. So when somebody comes to you that has anxiety, what is the typical trigger, if there is like one big one? And then how do you help them through that? Like, what is the first step to get them through that?
Oh, I love this question. Honestly, I think what causes moms the most anxiety is having to like leave their kids, like leave their children. Like there's so much anxiety around going back to work or going back to their, you know, normally scheduled routines after being with their kids for 6, 8, 12 weeks, if you're lucky. You know, maternity leave, I think the biggest thing is moms just getting anxiety from having to leave their kids, you know, because you're attached to your children. You are. I mean, you're their primary caregiver, and but also recognizing that it's okay to leave, and it's okay to go care for yourself. It's okay to still, you know, go to work, because at the end of the day, and that's where the mom guilt comes in, right? Like you feel anxious about having to like leave your kid, and like, am I leaving them with good people or at a good place, or, you know, are they in good hands? And then we just worry all the time. So even when we're at work, we're constantly worried about our kids. Right. So then that worry turns into anxiety, because we're just thinking about it all the time, and we're truly, and that's what anxiety is at the root of it all, is it's stemmed by fear. But that's where guilt comes in too. Right. But I would say the very first step though, is just to have some compassion for yourself. Like that's number one with anything, like with any mom, with whatever you're experiencing. The first step is just learning to meet yourself where you are. A lot of times we like set these insane expectations, thinking we got to bounce right back, right? Thinking we have to like show up at our jobs the same way that we did before we had our babies, and just still handle all these things that we were able to handle before. It's like, again, our life is completely different now, and that's okay. We just have to adjust accordingly and recognize that like having young children in itself is hard. So letting yourself take things slowly and just meet yourself where you are. And I think the easiest way to think about this is like, if a friend came to you that was a new mom, or that was a mom of young kids, and was telling you like, oh my gosh, I'm just struggling. I'm trying to do all the laundry, and I'm trying to do the dishes, and then I have this project at work, and then I'm trying to show up for my kids, and then, but I have no time for me or my spouse or my partner or whatever. And it's like, what would you tell your friend in that moment? You know, like, mm-hmm. that's what you should be saying to yourself, because we often don't do that. We often like guilt trip ourselves. We feel so much shame, and we feel like just so much pressure to show up as 100% in everything we do. And like, it's okay to not show up 100% in everything you do, especially as you're still trying to adapt to motherhood. But then as we go into like actually physically helping anxiety, my favorite of all things that has the best results of all is doing deep, like transformational breath work. And And I'm not talking about like the 478, right? I feel like a lot of people know the 478. You Google, you see the 478. If you don't know the 478, it is a great breathing technique to have in your toolkit. You can do it anytime. You breathe in for 4 seconds, hold for seven, exhale for eight. That is a very calming, relaxing to your nervous system type of breathwork technique. But this that I do is, it has to be facilitated by me. And, you know, I'm certified in it, and it's a deep transformative experience where you actually like lay down and I walk you through the technique, and we've got music playing, and with whatever you're experiencing, I create a specific script, for you and for whatever you're experiencing, because it also opens up the door to your subconscious mind too, which is really cool. So it's kind of like a little mind rewiring in itself. But it is the number one fastest and safest way to heal, to let go of emotional blockages, to release trauma, to just connect with yourself again, to get your nervous system back into a balance. It is the number one way. And I did all the things. I learned all the somatic therapy practices, and I teach all of them depending on what someone's experiencing, because everybody needs something different. But at the end of the day, breath work works for everyone. It is 100% safe, and it's like therapy, but without having to actually say anything. Like that's the best way to say it. And your first 15, 20 minute session will be life-changing in itself. So if you want to reach out to me to do a 20 minute session, let's do it. Because every time I do it, when I did it my first time, I cried and I had such a huge emotional release. It was absolutely amazing. And doing breath work actually allowed me to connect with my purpose and to feel what I was meant to do. Like, because when I was working with my coach, I also had this dream of like opening a cycle studio. So I was like, do I open a cycle studio or do I become a coach? Right. And I like, didn't know. I found and connected with what I wanted to do and with myself. We all have those inner voices, those inner, like the higher, your higher self, like your higher self is connected inside of you. Like all that wisdom is inside of you. And doing breath work allows us to just quiet the logical mind and get into our body and get into our higher self and to, but also to release. I say like, you know, all those emotional blockages, all those like heavy things that you're holding on to, all of even like if you trauma, all of that stuff I say is kind of like a blurry lens. So when you can clear up the blurry lens, you're able to actually see who you are and how you're supposed to show up in the world. And it just helps you feel so much more calm. Like that's the number one thing that I do with moms. Like I'm able to show up and be fully present with my daughter because I did that, like the healing and did the breath work. I'm able to be, I don't get triggered anymore. Like it, I truly recognize, I see a difference. Like what used to trigger me and get me so stressed out or like panic, I don't experience that anymore. And even like, if somebody was like, if I was to get that like crazy email from work or whatever, like I don't get triggered by it. I'm like, okay, cool. We'll just handle it and we're good. You know, it's like, it is mind-blowing and more people need to do it. I feel like it's not a widely spread thing yet, but it's absolutely incredible. So I do that with them pretty quickly because it's going to solve a lot of the problems that we're experiencing very fast. And so then just to feel that release is hope in itself to keep going. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and I'll throw this out there real quick. Like one of the clients that I'm working with now, I love her story because she's been with her kids for so long that now they're out of her house. And so now she's like, okay, well, who am I now? Holy crap. I've had my kids for so long. Now they're out of my house and I'm alone and I don't know what to do with my life anymore. And I feel like that's a very common experience too. So I'm working with her now and she's struggled with anxiety for so long that to where she can't eat and like cannot sleep. Like her daily functions are just impaired because she's struggling with such high anxiety. First breathwork session, we did 20 minutes. She slept in, like when I say slept in, she slept fully, like had a full night of sleep, did not wake up in the middle of the night. She had a full night of sleep and she was able to eat. Like she was like, I actually was hungry after I did breathwork and I was able to eat food after I did it. one 20 minute session. She had a full night's sleep and was able to eat. Like,
wow,
life changing. So that's,
sounds like such a cool experience.
Yeah, I love it.
Something that I wrote down that you said earlier, like when you were talking about your story, was how you like reconnect, you reconnected yourself and you help other moms reconnect to themselves and like this newer version of them though. And I feel like that's one of the ways, like that's how you facilitate that, is like they get to meet that person and release the old person. And like you said, kind of rewiring that. It sounds so unique and so refreshing. And like you said, so hopeful. And I think, like I was telling you a little bit about my story with journaling and my very first entry, I felt hope that like it didn't have to be, my life didn't have to feel the same and be the same. And sometimes it's all you need to like get you to take action to make your life completely different, you know, down the road. Yes. So if people want to experience that with you or jump into your program, how can they get a hold of you and learn more about your program?
Yes. So I'm on Instagram at Chelsea Bailey Coaching, Chelsea Bailey Coaching.
That's it. I'll put it in the show notes too.
And yeah, so the links will be in my bio. I'll have my link for my program in there. It's called Redefining Motherhood. And we're going to be doing breathwork in there too, which is going to be absolutely amazing. It's going to be something that we honestly kind of start with. Maybe not the first week, but it'll be something that we do early on, because we'll be able to really kind of experience healing quickly and then kind of dive into like all the other details of it all, like so that you can really truly connect with yourself again. And at the end of it all, my program is essentially, if you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling lost, if you're feeling scattered in your day to day, if you feel like you're living for everyone else and not for yourself, if you feel like you do not have time for yourself and you don't even know where to start with finding time for yourself, and even if you do find time for yourself, you don't even know what to do because you haven't done it for so long, you don't know what feels good anymore to you. And even if you have, you know, a little bit of older kids, like maybe you're not a brand new mom, because I told you like the gray matter, like that stuff is reducing in your brain for six, like you're experiencing these changes for up to 6 years. So it can take time to reconnect with your identity again, but why spend so much time trying to figure it out on your own when we will do it in 8 weeks? Like I will jump in my car and I will take you there so much faster, because how good would it feel to like be able to wake up excited for the life that you're living outside of just being a mother? And that's what my program is essentially going to be all about, is you can also be a great mom, but you know, my favorite saying is like, you were somebody before you were a mom, and she still matters. Like her goals still matter. Her dreams still matter. You know, there's things that there's gifts and value that you are meant to give and provide and to show up in the world with. And what are those? What are those things? Like, what's going to get you excited to live your life again? Or even if you have a job and you hate it, like come on board and we will find a whole new way to look at things so that you can be excited and happy about your life again.
And with a community of women at the same time, that sounds like so supportive too, like a great atmosphere to do it with or do it through.
Yeah. And we're going to do it in a group. So we're going to see that you're not alone too. Like that is honestly calming to your nervous system in itself to see that other people are in it with you. So that's a really great way. That's a really great thing too. But yeah, I'm also going to have, like single breathwork sessions in my bio. And also I am a certified hypnotherapist too. So, so
you do it all.
I do it all. I love it. It's just a quick way to change your beliefs that are holding you back. So I'm going to have single hypnotherapy sessions on there too, but yeah, like we could do like a little get to know you and get to know me and see if my program is right for you. Or if you want to just, if you feel like one-on-one's better, I still do one-on-ones. And then we can even do a little breathwork. Like I will give you a free 20-minute breathwork session that will change your life. And then we can figure out like what the next step is and do that together. Cause you know, I always want to give full context, and I want, at the end of the day, yes, you should feel stretched, but it's just such empowering to just first choose to do something for yourself. That in itself is such an amazing gift. It should feel expansive for you, right? It should feel like I'm saying yes to myself. This feels so good. So we can kind of talk more about that and see if what I have to offer feels good for you.
I mean, everything you've said, it just feels like relief to me. Like I'm not alone, and like there's a solution, and like I can get there quickly with you. And it's just, it's been a relief to hearing you talk today. So thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate you.
I'm so happy to be here. And I mean, you may even see yourself, Samantha, on as a guest in my program. Like, let's dive into healing and how that can support you too. Cause I think that would be a really cool collab.
For sure.
Love it. Thank you so much for having me. This was so great.
Thanks so much for tuning in to this week's journal entry. I love connecting with my listeners, so make sure you screenshot this episode and tag me on Instagram at samantha.s.says so I know you're listening. And don't forget to grab your free training and journal prompts at www.samanthapenkoff.com/podcast.